Good morning. Today's daf in Kedushin Pei Aleph. We're on the very bottom of Pei Amud Beis, and the Sugya of Yichud started yesterday and will continue and conclude today. Although, truth of the matter is, there's so much Gemara today, I doubt I'm going to get to the end of the Sugya, but let's make our way through. The Isser of Yichud, a man is not allowed to be misyachid, a woman that he's not allowed to be with. So when the explanation of Yichud is so simple, so straightforward, and that is that Yichud would lead to Bia. In other words, it's an Issur D'oraisa, it's an Issur D'rabbanan. Touched on this topic yesterday. Rashi certainly seems to suggest it's an Issur D'oraisa. The Rambam's unclear, but regardless, the point is that a man secludes himself with a woman that he's not allowed to be with, so that will only lead to trouble. So the Yichud itself is Usur. Just the seclusion itself is Usur. Yesterday we quoted a pasuk darshaning in terms of how we arrived at this from the Torah, but it's a remez. It's not a beferish drasha, it's a remez. So what does that mean? It means it's an Issur D'oraisa or it's not an Issur D'oraisa. So again, that we did yesterday. Aval Isha Achas. So over here on Pei Amud Beis, we are towards the bottom of the Amud at the two dots. Aval Isha Achas. So the Mishnah said that that one woman can in fact be Mithyachid with two men. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Lo Shanu, Ela Biksherim. Aval Beprutzim, Afilo Be'asar and Amilo. So an amazing halacha said over by Rav Yehuda, Marav, and that is a distinction to be made between men who are kosher versus men who are not kosher. So for the men that are kosher, so therefore you can have two men, one woman, because the kosher men are going to be checking on each other and ensuring that one another does not get involved in znus. But if they're not kosherim and they're prutzim, so then the two men are not going to check one another. In fact, adarabba, they're going to encourage one another to be involved in averus. Amar Rav Yosef Teda, the Mechaber Be'asava Viganve. I skipped. Hava Ma'isav Otzia Asar B'mita. Yeah, and this idea that Prutzim and the way they behave. So one story is told that the 10 men took a woman out B'mita in a bed. Bed over here means a coffin. In other words, what the woman herself did is she faked death, and so therefore they were taking her out to bury her. But meanwhile, they weren't taking her out to bury her. They were taking her out in order to have znus with her. Amar Rav Yosef Teda, Mechaber Be'asar V'gan V'kshur V'lo Mechsefei Me'adadei. And the Gemara tells a unrelated story, unrelated in terms of halacha, but the point is the same point. And that is that 10 men get together in order to steal a beam, and they weren't embarrassed from one another. In other words, unfortunately, when you have people who have lower standards of morality, of ethics, of halacha, so opposite, they encourage one another to do an aveira. The second story that we just learned is a story regarding Geneva, not regarding Pritzos, but still, point is the same. And that is that when they are of lower quality, so they encourage each other to do bad. Neima Misayele. So, we have just learned an amazing halacha together, and that is that the 2-to-1 ratio, the 2-to-1 acceptable ratio of men to women, in order not to violate the Isser of Yichud, is only vis-a-vis when the two men are Ksherim. But if they are Prutzim, so then no. And what the Gemara, by the way, does not tell us, it's worthy to just to note that if they're prutzim, is there an acceptable number? Meaning, is there ever going to be an acceptable number of the prutzim? Okay, just food for thought. So Neima Misayele. So the Gemara says, now let's say the following should be a support and assist to this halacha, and that is what we learned back in Sota. And if this all sounds familiar, it's because we did this back in Sota. Most of the Talmid Chacham Mishami Yavol LaBederech. So as the Sota is being taken to Yerushalayim with her husband, her husband and her are not allowed to engage in Tashmish and Bia. Remember, he gave her a warning. She was Misyache, so there was Kinu and there was Tira. Now she is a Sota. She is Asura to him. And now as she's taken to Yerushalayim, so accompanied by two Talmidei Chachamim. So Talmidei Chachamim and Shidama Itlo. And the diuk over here is that it has to be Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Because we need ksherim, at least that's what the Gemara thinks. So shani tamid chachamim de yade lasurebe. So the Gemara says, nah. They have to be tamid chachamim, but not because of ksherim versus prutzim. They have to be tamid chachamim because they have to know the halacha. They have to give proper asra. In other words, the warning that they're going to issue to the husband is, look at Rashi, Tab Rashi. Im yavo alayin mayim bot kenosa. Right, the halacha is that if we're on our way to Yerushalayim, so you have bia with her, so at that point in time, the water no longer is effective. See the Gemara in Sota. We discussed this at length back in Sota. Anyway, it's not a raya. They do have to be Talmidei Chachamim, but not because of Kasher versus Parutz, but just simply because they have to know how to issue Hasra. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav. Lo Shana Ola Be'ir Av Abaderech Ad Shiyu Shlosha. Shamit Sarach Echa Mehem Leashtin V'Nimsa Echa Misyachin Emereva. Okay, so another halacha one as it relates to Yichud, and that is that the number's 2-1, the acceptable ratio of men to women 2-1 is only Be'ir, only when they're in the city. But when they're on the way, when they're on a journey, so now it's no longer the acceptable ratio is no longer 2-1, but rather it's 3-1. Why 3-1 as opposed to 2-1? Because baderech, so the one of the men, if it's 2-1, one of the men is going to have to relieve himself, and that means he's going to go off course for whatever time it takes, and now you're going to have seclusion between man and woman. So therefore, baderech, when you're on the road, so you're going to need another man. You're going to need 3-1. So Neima Misayele, so the Gemara says, okay, I'm going to go back to the Mishnah Sota, and I think the Mishnah Sota supports this point as well. Most of the Tamid Chachamim Shem Yavol Abaderech, Trevi Iu Atlasa. So now two Tamid Chachamim plus the husband, so that's three men. So the Gemara says, okay, so that is now a Raya, right? The Gemara says, not necessarily. Hasam Kiech Denav Alei Sahade. So the Gemara says, no. You know why I need two Tamid Chachamim? Aside from the already given explanation of Hasra'a, but over here, we could also argue that on top of that, they're also when they go to Yerushalayim, and if in fact he was with his wife, so now they're going to be serving as two witnesses testifying. Don't do it. Don't give her the mesot. That's not going to work. In other words, the husband and her were baba derech. So I'm only going to accept their reporting if they're two edim. So the Gemara says, that's why I need two. Having nothing to do, not necessarily having anything to do with the new ratio of 3-1. Rav and Rav Yehuda v'kazli borcha, v'kazli ayisus ha-kamayu. So Rav and Rav Yehuda were walking together, and there was a woman in front of them. So Amar Rav l'Rav Yehuda dal karech mikame gehenim. So Rav says to Rav Yehuda, let's pick up the pace. Let's not walk behind her. Let's walk in front of her. Let's pass her. And the language over here, very strong. So dal karech mikame gehenim. In other words, as we are behind her, so in other words, we're going to be thinking about her and having hirurim and can go on from there. And that's gehenim. And so let's avoid it. Literally, let's go past her. So amalei v'hamaru d'amra b'ksherim shapridami. So Rav Yehuda says to Rav, but wait 1 second. You said that if the two men are ksherim, so there's no issur of yichud. So we should be fine, right? So amalei miyem d'ksherim kegonan va'at. So Rav says to Rav Yehuda something amazing, which is, we're not ksherim. You want ksherim? I'll give an example of ksherim. Rabbi Chanina bar Papi and his colleague, whoever he may be. So those are ksherim, but you and I are not ksherim. Okay, now, long discussion over here. I'll make short order of what is a much longer discussion. If Rav and Rav Yehuda are not ksherim, so who in the world is? Who would be considered a kasher? And if we were to take the statement of Rav literally and seriously, of course we're supposed to take it seriously. That goes without saying. But if we were to take it literally, so then no one would, right, with rare exception, no one would fall under the category of a kasher. And so therefore this ratio of 2-1 never would actually play out halachically. Okay? Alternatively, Rav was making a comment that was self-effacing, but not to be taken as a halachic reality that applies to each and every person. We'll pause over there. In other words, say it's obviously a really serious discussion in terms of who falls under the category of a kasher and who does not fall under the category of a kasher. We're going to go on. Amar Rav Malkin al Yichud, Veinosan al Yichud. So Rav says as follows. Someone violates the Yisra of Yichud, you give him Malkus. Someone is misyachid with a woman, we're not going to make her asa to her husband, meaning just Yichud by itself is insufficient. Now, don't get confused and let's not all right lose our bearings. Meaning that if a man is misyachid with a married woman, and there was in advance of that kinu and stira, so now we have a serious problem. In other words, now she's a sota. But over here, there was no kinu, there was no stira, it was just yichud. So that in of itself does not make her usher to her husband. Okay, right? Important to note. So, but what he would do, however, is that for the man who was misyachid, so he issued malchus. So amar avashu lo amar ne'ela b'yichud penuya, ava b'yichud eshisi ishlo. So Rav Ashi says that's true, but Rav would only give Malkus for a penuya, meaning a man secluded himself with a not married woman, so then Rav would give Malkus. But Yichud Eishet Ish, no. he would not give malchus. Now, if you think about it, before we do that, just let me read. Shalotei motfi laz al baneha. Now I'll say it. So if you think about it, you have to wonder to yourself, meaning, in terms of yichud, what is a more serious offense of yichud? When you're misachid with a penuya, a non-married woman, who you're not married to, so you are not allowed to be with her, alternatively, being misachid with a shesish, which is a more offensive yichud. Obviously, the latter, not the former, obviously. Now, a shesish, in other words, that yichud, if it results in bia, will make her also to her husband. It's a capital crime. It's obviously more offensive. And meanwhile, now that you think about it, so you wonder to yourself, so when would Rav give, in other words, and both are Isuri Yichud. And when would Rav give Malchus? Only for the Yichud Penuya, not for the Yichud Eshetish. How does that square? But the Gemara explains, and I'm just setting up the Gemara's answer. And that is that if there was Yichud with Eshetish and you would give Malchus, so now everyone would be talking. And talking about you and her, that's one thing. But talking about the children, that's another thing. In other words, you gave Malchus, now it becomes public information. Malchus is public. Now it becomes public information that she was misyachid with another man other than her husband, and everyone now will say that their children are mamzerim. So Rav says, we're going to avoid that. In other words, so even though the offense of yichud with an eshes ish is greater, but we're not going to give Malchus because then people are going to speak poorly of the children. People are going to start circulating that their children are mamzerim. On the other hand, yichud penuya, so now there's no mamzeris issue. So now without mamzeris issues, so now Rav says that behavior is absolutely unacceptable, and for that he gave Malchus. Marzucha malke umachris. So what Marzucha would do, and I'm going to present the Gemara like Rashi. What Marzucha would do is that he would give Malchus to a man who is mizyachid with a married woman and hachraza, and he would make a declaration. And that declaration would be, is that I'm giving it only because he violated Yichud, but don't think for a moment that their children are mamzerim. They're not. So Amar Leh, so Rav Ashi says to Rav Nachman. So Igad Shamaba, Velo Shamabaha. So Rav Ashi's critical. And Rav Ashi says, I don't think it's a good idea. Because you gave the Malchus and you made a public declaration. Okay. Not everyone gets full reporting of what happens. The way the news spreads is piecemeal. And so what people are going to hear, the people are going to hear about the Malchus, and they're not going to hear your explanation of don't worry about the children. And so therefore, if people are only getting pieces of information, so they'll hear about the Malchus, so just simply assume, Eshetish got Malchus because she was misyachid with another man. The children are mamzerim. You made a public declaration. People may not have heard of it. Amrav Malkin alo tova shmua. A person behaves in inappropriate ways. Now, I'd like to be more clear. Effectively, that's what the Gemara means. In other words, the Shmuel Lotova, right? The person's just got a bad reputation that he's over Averus, and everyone's talking about it. And again, I know I've said this before, I know I have, and that is, nobody should be talking about it. Meaning, speaking poorly about other people, it's called Lashon Hara. Even if it's true, it's Lashon Hara. And when I say even if it's true, when it's true, it's Lashon Hara. When it's not true, it's Motzi Shemra. But in other words, nobody should be talking about it, but, okay. The Gemara time and again acknowledges that nobody should be talking about it, but people talk. That's, you know, it's just human nature. It's just the way we're built. So Malkin alo tova shmua, shenemar, and what Rav would do is that if a person generated that kind of reputation about himself that he was over Averus, so Rav would bring him into his court, Rav would give him Malkus. And shenemar, abanai ki lo tova shmua, and he would cite the pasuk in Shmuel regarding Eli, and specifically the sons of Eli. The Gemara and Shabbos spends time talking about what exactly their Avera was. In the Psukim themselves, it's not good. Open up a Shmuel, see the Psukim inside. The Gemara and Shabbos kind of works out exactly what the Avera was. Regardless, they did inappropriate. We could say that. So so as a result of that, Al Banai Ki Lo Tova Shmua, right? Don't my son, or my sons, right, these are the sons of Eli. Marzucha Mosivla Asperi Al Katfeo Makrile Al Banai. And Marzucha, in other words, when he would issue Malchus, so what he would do is that he would take the harness of an animal and put it on the person, and maybe that's for tying him up. I'm not sure, but doesn't matter. And Umakrile Al Banai. And when he would issue Malchus, so what he would do is he would read the Pasuk in Shmuel Al Banai, meaning that for your inappropriate behavior and the fact that you have engendered so much talk about yourself, so now I'm giving you Malkus and Albanai. I'm reading the Pesukim and Shmuel. Okay. Right? On a number of occasions, Rav would give Malkus. I mean, I know we just read Marzucha as well, but Rav would give Malkus. We learned it earlier in the Masechta, if you remember. Yud Beis Yud Gimel, somewhere around there in the Masechta. Right? For a man who decided that his way he's going to be Mekadosh his Arus is via Bia. Right? The first Mishnah in the Masechta. Right? Three ways you can be Mekadosh a woman. As we're at the end of the Masechta, just a quick reminder of what we learned on day one. So Isha nicknames Begimel Derachim, Bekesu Beshtar Bebia. So money, Shtar, and Bia. So one way, at least a viable way in order to be Mekadosh a woman is through Bia. Okay? And then 2 weeks later in the Daf, what do we learn? Rav Mangir Amanda Mekadosh Bebia. Rav would issue Malkus for somebody who did Kiddushin Bebia. Meaning, even though Kiddushin Bebia is viable, but it's Rav felt it was wildly inappropriate. If you remember, right, continuously bothers me, but eventually I'm going to understand. The Torah permits it, and Rav says, but don't do it? Okay. Yes, meaning that's correct. But, okay, I struggle a little bit understanding that. Either way, regardless. Okay, more halachas about yichud. When the husband's around, so then there is no longer an isser of yichud. Okay, so Bala Be'ir, there is a lot to discuss regarding the exact parameters of what does that mean? He's in town. What does that mean literally? And another very basic question is, and what is Bala Be'ir doing vis-a-vis removing the isser of yichud? So Rashi over here, right? I'm sorry. The pause was me just locating Rashi. Rashi writes the halakos. The mistafe mi bal hashta ase. So Rashi describes it as just simply a general concern that she's going to have that her husband's going to come in at any point in time. Okay. Now there is a word in Rashi which I just kind of ran right over. And that is Rashi writes, look at that first word in Rashi, Be'erin Choshalam Shem Yichud Lahalkos. So Rashi says that as long as the husband's in town, no Malkus is going to be issued. So if you pause and you read the Rashi like I did, so you say to yourself, what does that mean? No Malkus is going to be issued, but can't do it, meaning can't be Mistyachid even if the husband's around. The only thing the husband does is just simply remove the Malkus, but it's still wrong. That's how you could read Rashi. Toso says, I hear that, but that's not true. Toso says that Bala Be'ir is the husband's in town. Mamish, there's no issur whatsoever. Lichatchila, she cannot be secluded with another man as long as her husband's around. Again, what we haven't done, this is daf. It's not a halachish here, is that we haven't given good parameters of what that means the husband's in town. That requires a lot more time. I'm Rav Yosef, we're back in the Gemara. If the door is open, so then that removes the isser of yichud. Again, an open door means what exactly? Physically, the door is open, the door is unlocked. A lot of discussion. Okay, I went down this hole. A lot of discussion. We're going to move on. Rabbi Biikla Bei Rav Yosef, Basad Dekar Achrifta Amelu Shkuli Dargum Etuse Bibi. Rabbi Bi went to Rav Yosef's house. And they ate together afterwards. So Rav Yosef says, "Shkuli darga mitusa bivi." So what I want you to do is I want you to take the ladder away. Back in the good old days, they didn't have steps going from the first floor to the second floor. They had a ladder. Okay, good. So what's going to happen now is Rav Yosef is going to go out for a walk, and he doesn't want his wife to be alone in the house together with Rav Bibi. Now, so the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. We have a heter. Bala Be'ir. Rav Yosef is just going out for a walk. He'll be back. He's not going anywhere far. So we have the heter of Bala Be'ir. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, Shani Rabibi, Dishush Benise Havai Begaise Be. So the Gemara says that Rabibi was not just an acquaintance. Rabibi was a good friend. Very familiar with him and his wife. And so there, with that familiarity, so there's more concern. And so therefore, even though we have a heter of Bala Be'ir, but when there's extra familiarity, so then there's more reason to be concerned. Amar Rav Kahana, Hanashim Mebechutz, Hanashim Mebefnim, and Choshim Mishim Yichud. The Hanashim Mebefnim, Hanashim Mebechutz, Choshim Mishim Yichud. Okay, so this is a difficult little piece of Gemara over here. We're talking about interior room, exterior room. In Eruvin, we had a very similar discussion, but having nothing to do with Yichud, having to do with which residence is Oser which. Good. If you understood that, great. If not, come back in about 4 years where we do Eruvin again. Emir Tzah Hashem. Anyway, so over here, so I have an interior room, I have an exterior room. So for the interior room, the egress of the interior room is only to go through the exterior room. And now a question surfaces where I have men in one, women in the other, and when is there yichud and when is there not yichud? And see Rashi over here for a lengthy description of which is more of a concern, because the Gemara says I can argue in one of two ways. In fact, I didn't read it yet. I'll read it right now. But Masisa Tanepcha. Now, in the Braisa, we said opposite, meaning the way Rav Kahana presented it is that when the men are in the exterior and the women are in the interior, that's fine. Opposite is not fine. The Braisa says everything I just said, but flip it. So see Rashi over here for explanations of why each scenario is more concerning. Amar Rabbi, Hashad Amar Rav Kahanach, V'tana Masisa Ibcha, Ananavi L'chumra. So Abaye says, look, Rav Kahana presented it one way. The Braisa presented the opposite way. We're talking now about the Isser Yichud. And so which way is acceptable, which way is not? Literally, we have two opposite approaches. We're going to be concerned in both scenarios. So regardless of whether women are interior, men are the exterior, or men in the interior, women in the exterior, regardless, we should be Choshesh. Abaye Dayav Kulfei Rava Dayav Kana. And Abaye and Rava, whenever there was a get-together of men and women, so what they would do is they would make a mechitza, separating the men and the women in a get-together. Amar Avin, Sakva Deshasa Rigla. Avin says that the weakest time of the year spiritually is Yantif. What? Yeah, no, you heard me right. Sakva Deshasa Rigla, Rashi writes, Ri'ua Shol Yemos HaShana, the weakest time of the year, Le'yichud Olaver Yemos HaRegel. Rashi writes, is that Yantif time? So that is a very spiritual weak time of year. Now, it's funny, by the way, because I'm sure you've heard time and again, Yantif is a very elevated spiritual time of the year. It's true. However, there is a problem, and that is a lot of people are getting together. Rashi writes, Sheish Kvutzos Anashim Anashim Lushma Drasha, because what's happening is the rabbi is giving a drasha. It's so true. The rabbi is giving a drasha, and what happens when the rabbi gives a drasha? So it's a social scene. So, Venosim Venosim Zaim Zeh. So plenty of people talking to one another. So, okay, good. So,
why is it Yichud if it's multiple men?
No. This isn't a Yichud adjacent issue. In other words, this is not a Yichud. It's an excellent point. Mm-hmm. This is not a Yichud issue, but now it becomes a Yichud leads to. So this is now large social gatherings lead to.
Yichud.
No.
No, I'm saying. You're
schmoozing
with a woman that you wouldn't normally talk to.
Right, perfect.
That could lead to becoming yichud with her.
No. Right, correct. But it's not, in other words, it's not because it leads to yichud. In other words, yichud leads to inappropriate relations. And so these large social gatherings, same thing. In other words, so now you're going to be spending a lot of time with a woman that's not your wife. Okay. So Hanach Shvuya Dase Lenarda Signal Labay Rav Amram Chasida Vashkula Darga Mikamayu. Okay, so women who were captive, so they were taken out of captivity. Okay. Quick, short, amen. A short tefillah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So they were brought to Narda, and they were brought to the house of Rav Amram Chasida, and what happened? Ashkula Darga Mikamayu. So now he had these women in his house. Okay, so he wanted to avoid the issue of yichud. So what he did now is that he removed the ladder, again making them inaccessible to him. Okay, I always struggle to really visualize what their houses.
They were upstairs.
Yeah, what their houses looked like. Okay. Okay, fine. Uh-huh. We'll get to that. We'll get back to the ladder. We're coming back to it right now. So Nafal Nora Biipuma. Now he happened to have gotten a good look at one of the captives. Like at her radiant face, okay. And my description over here is really just a simple reading of the Gemara. So Shakla Rav Amram Ladarga Dalo Havi Yachlin BeYasar LeMidyav Dal Lechudei. Now that ladder takes 10 men to move that ladder, but now at this point in time, Rav Amram, so his Yetzer Hara got a hold of him, and his Yetzer Hara got a hold of him, and he took that ladder, usually takes 10 men to carry, picked it up, moved it himself. Salik vi Azil. So now he put the ladder in place, and he's ready to go upstairs to the women. His Yetzer Hara really got a hold of him. So ki matla pagadarka, if shach. So now he got halfway up the ladder, and at that point in time, like in other words, he physically, spiritually, he steadied himself. Ramakala Nurabe Amram. And now, yelling at the top of his lungs, there's a fire in the house of Amram. Basically, he needs help, spiritual help. So he's calling Hatzala. But in other words, right. He's calling Hatzala. So Asa Rabbanan Amrale Kisiftinan. So now the Chachamim come in, and it's very clear what just happened. Meaning he's halfway up the ladder because he's going to go to the women, and his Yetzer Hara got the best of him, and it's clear. And the rabbis look at him and he says, you know how embarrassing all this is now? So Amr Lahu. So Rav Amram says, yep, it's embarrassing. 100%. And you know what? I'll take it. So Mutav Tichsufu Be Amram Bama Hadim Velo Tichsufu Mine La Medase. Yeah, I got a little bit embarrassed in this world. I'd rather get embarrassed in this world than not get embarrassed in the Olam Haba. So he made the following shavua. So and that is that he wanted the Yetzer Hara, his Yetzer Hara, to exit his body. Okay. Now don't ask me a how to of how to do this. Okay, this is for Rav Amram. So nafik minei ki amuda denura. So the Yetzer Hara comes out of him, and the Yetzer Hara comes off like a fire. So Amar lei chazi danur vana bisra vana difna minach. And Rav Amram gives tochacha, he gives rebuke to his Yetzer Hara. You're a fire, I'm just but flesh. And meanwhile, I was able to beat you. Okay. Let them have it. Rabbi Meir of Maslotzis over Avera. As we are now towards the end of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, a couple of just amazing stories. So first we start with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would make fun of Ovri Avera, people who were sinners, so he would make fun of them. Okay, this is not the first Gemara that we have regarding Rabbi Meir and people who are not conducting themselves well. I'm thinking of the Gemara in Brachos. Anyway, so Yom Echad Id Melei Satan Kisasa, Bach Yisa Danar V'lo Hava Mabra. So the Yetzahara now, Satan comes and appears, not Yetzahara, the Satan comes along and appears like a beautiful woman on the other side of the river. Now, there was no ferry to take him from one side of the river to the other. He saw the beautiful woman, and he wanted to go to the beautiful woman. And so, Nakamitsu Vakavar, so he took a rope in order to cross the river. Okay, I have in my head, probably not correct, but I have in my head, like a high wire act. Okay, going over the rope, walking over the rope in order to get to the other side of the river. The point of the story, however, is super clear. Kimata Bagamitsre Shafke. So halfway across the river now, so the Yetzer Hara let go of him. In other words, basically, Akash Baruch Hu was making a point to Rabbi Meir. Amri loved the Kamachus Berkiah Zarbu Rabbi Meir Vitaraso, Vishavisa Ledmei Tartemea. Had there not been an announcement up in Shemayim, leave Rabbi Meir alone, so I would have rendered you worth nothing more than 2 ma'os. Okay. In other words, basically, a lesson taught to Rabbi Meir, don't make fun of Ovri Avera. Okay. In other words, they have a Yetzahara, you have a Yetzahara, and the Yetzahara just got the best of them. Rabbi Kiva Mislosis Bovri Avera. And now regarding Rabbi Akiva. So he also would make fun of Ovri Avera. Okay, so Yumachadid Melei Satan Kisat Sabresh Dikla. And once again, now this story over here, it's basically, it's a repeat. But obviously, different details and obviously new lessons to be learned, but the same basic idea. So the Satan now appears like a woman. Id Melei Satan Kisat Sabresh Dikla. Nakde Le Dikla. And the beautiful woman is on the top of a tree. So what does Rabbi Akiva do? He looks to climb up the tree. V'kasalik v'azel. Kimatala paga de dikla. Now, as he gets to the halfway up the tree, shavke. So the Sata now and the Yetzahara let go of Rabbi Akiva. Amar love the machzir birakia. He's arba Rabbi Akiva v'saraso. Shavizel edmei tarsimai. And again, same message. There was a achraz up in Shemayim. Leave Rabbi Akiva alone. Right, and the Satan says to Rabbi Kiva, had there not been such a achraza, I would have rendered you worth nothing more than 2 ma'os. Plimo, regula meimer kol yuma giri beine de Satan. Plimo, that was the name of an amora. So he would say consistently, giri beine de Satan. The arrow should go right into the eye of the Satan. Right, he taunted the Satan. So yuma chad mali yuma de kippur avos. So it was one arrow of Yom Kippur id melei ke aniya. So now the Satan goes into the in the appearance of a very poor person, poor man, right? Not a woman. So asa kra abava. So what does he do? He knocks on the door. Afiko le rifta. So they brought him out bread. Amr le yuma ki aina kule ama gavai va'ana avrai. So the poor man, but we're putting that in quotes. It's not. It's a satan. So the poor man says, "Look, it's Erev Yom Kippur. Everyone's having a meal inside. It's not right. I'm out here. I'm eating outside. It's not right." So I lay the kavale rifta. So good. So they he got the hint. I need to invite you in. Good. And come in. You'll eat bread with us. Amar le yuma ki aina kole ama atakav ana luchudai. So he invited him into the house, but he didn't invite him to the table. So and now the quote unquote poor man says to Plimo, do me a favor. I'd love to sit at the table. Let me sit together with the family. I see asvu ataka. So they brought him to the table. Hava yasvi mile nafshei shechina v'kive aleha. So now the so as he's sitting on the table, so boils start going over his entire body. He basically made himself disgusting. Vavakavid be mili demais, and he did other disgusting things at the table. So Am Rulei. So the people at the table said to him, meaning the poor man, Tiv Shapir, could you straighten up? Can you behave? As we are now on the top of the Amud Beis. So Amalei Havalei Kasa Yavalei Kasa Ichmer V'Shada BeKicho Nachru Be Shaku Umeis. And then with the cup that he asked to be given to him, he then basically spit up and he phlegmed right into the cup, and then he feigned death. Again, it's a satan. It's not a poor man. So he died. And again, we could put that in quotes. So Shama David Kamri Plimo Kato Gavra Plimo Kato Gavra. And so now the rumors started circulating around the city that Plimo killed a person. Tasha Nafshe Bevesa Kise. So what did he do? He ran to the bathroom. Plimo did. So Azobasrei, Nafal Kamei. So now the Satan starts following Plimo to the bathroom. And once again, falls in front of Plimo to give the appearance that he died. So Ki Dechazi Adav Kamitsa'er Galilei Nafshe. And now, as Plimo is just beyond stressed and anxious over all that just transpired, so now finally the Sutton reveals himself. So Amalei Maitama Amar Tachi. And now the Sutton says to Plimo, okay, now that I have your full attention, you say Gira Be'ine De Sutton. Could you not say that? So Ve'ela Hecheima. So Plimo says, okay, message delivered, message received. So what should I say? So Amalei Lema Rechmana Nigar Be'asatan. So what you should do is you should daven. It should be a tefillah. In other words, you should ask Akash Baruch Hu to give you divine assistance so that you will have a better job reigning in the Yetzirah. But in other words, but not the confrontational Giri Be'ene De'Satan. Okay. Rebbe Chia Barashi Hava Ragel Kol Idan Davanaf Alapei. Okay, so every time that Rebbe Chia was davening, and after Shemona Esrei, so what do you have? Nefilas Apayim, what we call Tachanun, and Hava Amar. In his Tachanun, he would say, "Harachman Yasalini Yitzahara, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please spare me, please save me from the Yitzahara." Okay, we obviously have a formula in terms of what our Tachanun looks like. We say a Perek of Tehillim, we say Tefilas afterwards as well. But the idea of Tachanun is that after Shemona Esrei, so more supplication to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tachanun. So over here, right back in the good old days, so they personalized it. And so for Rabbi Chia, so his tachanun after Shemoneh Esrei is Harachman Yatzilini Mietzahara. Yumachasham is the Devasayu Amra Michti Hakama Shnei Deparsh Leminai. Okay, now, the story over here, I told you amazing stories coming up. This story over here is so indelicate. Okay, but it's in the Gemara. So we get to learn it. So his wife is wondering to himself. She's overhearing the davening. Save me from my Yetzahara. And the wife now says, we are privy to way too much information over here, but it's not too much information, right? Every word over here is necessary for us to hear. So the wife says, you know, he has not been with me for years. I'm wondering, why is he asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, save me from my Yetzirah? Like, what's happening? So my Tama Kamar Hachi, she wants to know what's happening. So Yumachadav Kagaris Beginte. So Rabbi Chia was out in the garden and he was learning. So kishtanav shavachafa v'tanya kameh. So what his wife did is she dressed up really nice. And she was walking back and forth in front of him, and I'll add, seductively. So amalei manat. So he says to her, who are you? Doesn't recognize who she is. So Amri, I'm a charusa. So she says, I'm charusa. Charusa, what's that? Okay, so in other words, it was apparently the name of a very, very well-known prostitute living in their community. Dahadre miyuma. And it just happens to be that today I just came back. I was on a business trip. Okay. And I just came back today. So Tava. So Rabbi Chia propositioned her. So Amr Le, Aisani Alalach, Rumana Derech Tutsisa. So you see the fruit on the top of that tree over there? So get me the fruit and then we'll talk business. So Shavar. So Rabbi Chia jumps, right? And he gets the fruit. So Azo Asani Allah. And he brings her the fruit. Okay. And then, right, you can, right, understood now what happened after that. Okay, now, So now, Rabbi Chia is going home, back home, to his wife. And Hava Kashagu Devasai Tanur. Now, it happens to be that his wife was home at that point in time. She made it home back before he did. And she's lighting the oven, she's making dinner. So Salah Vikayasa Bigave. Now Rabbi Chia was beside himself because he just allowed himself to be with a prostitute. And he was absolutely beside himself. And so with the lid oven, so he felt that, you know what, Magiali, what I deserve, I'm going to go into the oven. Amale Mai Hai. So his wife is now looking at him saying, why are you walking into a lit oven? What's going on? So Amale Hachi V'Achi Ava Maisa. Okay, so he just tells her exactly what happened. So Amale Anavai. So she says to him, okay, the big reveal. That prostitute, that was me. That was me. So lo ashkachba. Now, at that point in time, he wasn't ready to hear it. Adi avele simane. But then she explained to him some intimate details of what happened during the intimacy. Oh, okay. He got it. So amala anami ali isuri chavna. So he said, okay, fine. So in the end, so what he ended up doing was sleeping with his wife, but that wasn't his kavana at the time. So even though practically there was no avera, but at least in thought there was an avera, and that killed him. Chol yamav shol tzadik hayam misana and ache meis bosa misa. He went and continuously fasted in perpetuity until the rest of his life, and he died right in that state. Ditanya, and now the Gemara is going to spend just a couple of moments talking about this idea, powerful idea. That just for a hearer havera, so you have what to answer for. So detan yisha v'ram v'Hashem yisachla b'me'akas of medaber. So what happens is that the woman made a neder. The husband was made for the neder, and then she needs a slicha. What? This gemara we saw already earlier in Seder Nashim. We say it again. B'me'akas of medaber. So b'isha shenadra v'nazir v'sham abala v'hefer la. So she made a nezir to become a nazir, or grammatically correct, nizira. And the husband heard it, and the husband was made for it, but she didn't know that the husband was made for it. And then she drank wine, and then she was matama lemeis. And now she has a slicha necessary. Even though she wasn't a nizira, but at the time she thought she was a nizira, and therefore, she needs slicha. So again, just for the hearer avera. Now, I say hearer avera, by the way, it's more complicated than that, because it's not just thinking about doing an avera, it's thinking that what you did was an avera. Okay, so it's nuanced. Rabbi Kiva ki avamat alai psuka, so avabache. So amazing, and I've heard this a number of times, and I'm repeating, and I don't know who to give credit to. So, apologies. I don't get to say b'shem amro. But usually Rabbi Kiva, what's his reaction? His reaction is almost always laughter, right? Gemara in the end of Makos, we know it, we heard it. He's always laughing. And then, right, and this is just a stark contrast to, over here he's crying. So a person who was thinking about eating chazer and ends up eating kosher meat, and that person requires slicha v'kapara. So to the person who is considering eating chazer and actually eats chazer, can you imagine the kind of kapara that he needs? Rabbi Kiva was overwhelmed by that thought. Kayotu Badava Tamar Velayadav Hashem Nasavano. And the Gemara over here is talking about a classic shogeg on any one of the Isuri Kares. You ate, right, there was Shuman and Chalev in front of you. You ate one of the two. You don't know which one you ate. The Shuman's Mutter, the Chalev is in Isur Kares. And now what do you have to do? You have to bring a carbon. So, Kishaya Rabbi Akiva Magila Pasukta Hayabocha. And again, another area, another place in the Torah where Rabbi Akiva is now afforded to make the same observation. Notably, terrible. In a case where you possibly ate chalev, and the Torah says, you have avon, you need to bring a carbon. By the way, parenthetically, the carbon is called Nashim Talui. You need to bring a carbon. And that's for the person who possibly ate chalev. For the person who definitively ate chalev, alach is kama v'kama. Isa ben Yehuda amr v'lo yadav Hashem v'nasa avonu adav azeh yidvu kol adovim. So the people who have enough understanding that this is something to seriously consider. In other words, the idea that you had a hira or avera, you may have done an avera. In other words, yira sachet, yira saonish, to have the proper fear of sinning, to have the proper fear of the punishment that comes as a result of sinning. So in other words, the Isi ben Yehuda would constantly say, like, people should really think about it and internalize. Yeah, I'm going to pause over here. Okay, we're going to go back to the halachas of Yichud. It's a good place to pause, right? The length of tomorrow's daf is shorter. So, and tomorrow we talk about occupations, various occupations. Okay, good. So we'll pause over here and we'll start tomorrow with more halachas of Yichud. Okay, we started today with halachas of Yichud, right? The ratio, the acceptable ratio of two men to one woman, that's acceptable. And then we started today with the Amar of Yehuda Amarav, which is that that's only by a kasher, not by a parutz. And then the difficult part of defining who's a kasher, who's a parutz. Okay, that's where we started. And then from there, other halachas of Yichud, ramifications, repercussions of Yichud, malchus over Yichud, and a number of divrei agadata regarding the seriousness of the Yetzer Hara and why the Isser of Yichud is so necessary.